Our fifth outcome says, apply biblically ethical principles to relationships within the church or ministry. Bible reading references are in your comprehensive notes. Have a look there. Sadly, every now and then we read of a pastor or church leader who has acted unethically with someone or some people in the congregation or the ministry. These actions are often, but not exclusively, related to sexual misdemeanors. The result, if and when this is discovered, is scandal, heartache, broken marriages, etc., and the church is left to pick up the pieces. Its witness to the community is severely damaged. Pastors and church leaders need to be especially careful when relating to members of the opposite sex. Colossians 1:9-10 says, "And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." 2 Corinthians 6 verse 3 says, "We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry." And Philippians 1:27a says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ." The National Association of Evangelicals published a Code of Ethics for Pastors, which contains valuable guidelines to help you and your students. Here is a summary of the main points. 1. Pursue integrity. "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent." 1 Chronicles 29:17. So integrity in personal character, in personal care, and in preaching and teaching. 2. Be trustworthy. "It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. In leadership, with information, and with resources. 3. Seek purity. "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Purity in maintaining sexual purity, in spiritual formation, in theology, in professional practice. 4. Embrace accountability. "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock." 1 Peter 5:2-3. Accountability in finances, in ministry responsibilities, in a denomination or a ministry organization. 5. Facilitate fairness. "Believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism." Suppose a man, says James chapter 2, 1 to 4, suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? So fairness with staff, with parishioners, with the community, with a prior congregation. You're encouraged to read the full document. The reference is in your notes.